What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Shout out to Herbie the Snail from yesterday's episode, the greatest guest we've ever had on the podcast. All right, I'm going to stop. We're going to go on. It's Friday, man. It's by the time Friday rolls around, we're like loose, happy, ready for the weekend. We're going to call this one praise and worship. I know you don't want to understand this, friends, but look, your worship leader's probably crazy, right? Well, ours isn't. Your worship leader's probably a little crazy. Can I remind you that Satan was the first worship leader ever? Can I remind you that all the way in the book back in Ezekiel 28, it said Satan had instruments and he was a worship leader? Maybe that's why worship is an area that gets attacked all the time, right? Maybe that's why worship is under siege all the time. Because it matters, right? Worship is so powerful. It is a difference maker, right? And it's interesting, you need to realize that Satan knows the power of worship, right? Ultimately, it was when he stopped worshiping that he got kicked out of heaven, really. But we're not going to really talk about worship today. I want to talk about thanksgiving and praise, right? So so many people are confused of what even praise and worship is. So many are confused about what thanksgiving, praise, and worship is. And I want to cover the first two, right? Worship is, I wouldn't have enough time in 15 minutes to tell you anything about worship. But thanksgiving and praise, some of you need to know this today. The Bible says in Psalm 100, in 2, 3, 4, and 5 verses, it says this: make a joyful shout to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know the Lord, he is God. It's him that made us, not ourselves. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. And here we go. Verse 4, and this is all I'm going to read today, and we're going to expound on it. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and then into his courts with praise. Enter the gates with thanksgiving, and then enter in the courts with praise. I'm going to tell you about thanksgiving. I'm going to tell you about praise. And at the end, I'm going to give you a nugget on worship, and then you're going to understand about the sacrifice of praise. Thanksgiving is the entryway of worship. It's the beginning. You enter his gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is really, it's for us. Thanksgiving is our response to the acts of God. It's like our recognition of what he's done. Look, it's not, I'm going to just say this, it's not enough having a thankful heart, right? Oh, I'm a thankful heart. No one cares if you have a thankful heart. Open your mouth and start to declare you're thankful, right? Thanksgiving is active. It's opening your mouth. It's giving thanks to God. It's acknowledging him. It's opening our mouth and giving him thanks. That's how that was meant to be expressed. The Bible says, give thanks to God in all circumstances of your life. That's vocal, because this is God's will in Christ Jesus. The Father's desire is that we express thanksgiving. You can look ahead, and we give thanks for what he's done. Has he healed you? Has he blessed you? It's thanksgiving. It's Psalm 103 says this: he made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. It's not enough to just get acquainted with the acts of God. We have to know his ways. Understanding his acts will lead us there. Thanksgiving is crucial. It is how I begin every prayer of my life. It is ultimately not just made for a turkey at a table and people around the room. It's living every day as being thankful in your heart. And it's amazing to me how many people don't understand thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Thanksgiving, you don't like, you feel worship when you're worshiping God. Thanksgiving doesn't have a lot of feeling because it's a sacrifice. We have to live thankful. We've got to constantly be thankful on our lips for Him, even when we don't see it. We have to constantly thank Him. If you don't have anything right now to thank Him for what He's done, thank Him for what He's about to do. But thanksgiving is essential. But the Bible says we enter His gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the entry point into the life of worship. We enter His gates with thanksgiving in our heart, and then we go into His courts with praise. This is where I believe battles are won with praise. Because praise is, a friend of mine wrote a song, "Praise is a Highway to the Throne of God." Praise is a weapon that I think few people use. And praise is the next level after thanksgiving. Praise will win every battle. Praise is misunderstood because it's a sacrifice. We're going to talk about that after the break. You're listening to Engaging Heaven Today.
Hello, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbeam app. Let others know how you're being blessed.
And His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord... Hey, buddy. What's up, everyone? Welcome back. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Come on! He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Yeah, He has. We're entering His gates with thanksgiving in our heart, and we enter His courts with praise. Say this is the day that the... All right, guys. Listen, that's what happens on Friday. And, you know, we should... You can't... Bro, you can't give me Herbie the Snail on Thursday and think that Friday's not going to lose it. I'm trying so hard to be focused. I'm going to come unhinged. Herbie made an appearance on Thursday? Herbie needs to come on Friday. We're going to call Herbie's representatives to see if he can come here quickly in the studio before we leave. So listen, thanksgiving is how we enter. Praise is a whole nother ballgame that nobody understands. Praise, here's what I have to tell you about praise. It's a sacrifice. People don't realize that. It's listed all throughout the Bible as even a command and instruction. After you give thanks for what He has done, we start to recognize who He is, and that is when praise comes in. We begin to cry out and acknowledge Him for His nature. Praise, so throughout the Bible, is often recognized as a sacrifice of praise. Meaning this, when you face trials and hardships, praise is your weapon. It is the access to the deeper realms of God. Praise transforms us truthfully when we give it as a sacrifice. And this is what I mean by that. Praise is not going to have a feeling. Praise is not going to feel good. Many of the times when you're praising, you're doing it out of not blind faith, but out of not feeling faith, of just knowing how good He is and who He is. Praise is a sacrifice. And the thing is, when you go through trials, man, you look, the last thing you want to do is give God praise, right? Right? It's not, remember that old song, "I'm going to praise you in the storm." Like, the last thing we want to do when we go through trials is give God praise. And that is the exactly thing that we need to do. Are you broke? Praise Him. Hey, I was in this church one time. Amazing African church, dude. I mean, these people, I envy. They're dancing, they're singing, the big hats, the tambourines, and we're just doing it, and we're just singing, and we're, you know, I'm like one of the only white dudes in the building. I'm like, I'm in, come on, let me work my moves, I'm in. And they're saying, and then she was like, and she starts, I don't know how they even do this. I mean, this has got to be like our version of prophetic worship. She's just like, "When you feel down and out," and everybody's like, "When you feel like there's no hope, when you don't know what to do, And I'm just like, what is going on? And there's like all these people in the mic, and she's like, and the doctor says there's no hope, uh-huh. And you can't pay your bills, say it. And you don't know which way to go, what you gonna do, what you gonna do. And all of a sudden, she goes, hallelujah anyhow. When you don't know which way to go, hallelujah anyhow. And look, I'm telling you, that would have been the best title. Actually, let's retitle this Hallelujah Anyhow. That's even better. We're retitling this one. Hallelujah Anyhow. Let me tell you something. Seriously, you broke, Hallelujah Anyhow. If you don't have no money, Hallelujah Anyhow. If you got lay in the bed, kick her out, but Hallelujah Anyhow. I don't know Hallelujah about lay. That chick needs to leave. But my point is, it's we're losing it in here. No, we're not stopping this. These people, this is ridiculous. Hallelujah anyhow. If you lose the podcast, hallelujah anyhow. Listen, it's praise. No matter what you feel, it's hallelujah anyhow. No matter what you're going through, it's hallelujah anyhow. Like, whatever. I mean, it's like, what? I never seen these people. I thought we were going to get to like a big, amazing, moving statement. And it was like, hallelujah anyhow. What? That's truth right there. Hallelujah anyhow. Look, that's what praise is. Praise is a sacrifice. Thanksgiving. Listen, I'm going to tell you two quick truths here. I'm going to give you three because I'm going to throw worship in just to leave it alone. And I'll give you a little teaser of I'm writing a whole chapter of my book on worship. Let me give you a teaser. Thanksgiving. In Thanksgiving, we respond to God. In praise, we acknowledge who he is. And in worship, we become the sacrifice. We're not talking about worship. We're talking about praise. Sacrifice of praise. I'm telling you right now, it needs to be hallelujah. You need to throw your hands up and say hallelujah anyhow. And just know that God has it. Don't worry. He's going to take care of things. Just give him a sacrifice of praise. Give him a sacrifice of praise and give him the honor that he's due. That's what sacrificing is. This weekend, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be one of the best weekends you've had. I'm telling you, give them a sacrifice of praise. No matter how you feel. Whoa. Herbie's in the house? Herbie? There was a snail called Herbie. No. Herb is back? Oh, man. What's up, Herbie? The ants were always getting mad, and the beetles, they would fume. Yeah, I'm upset. Friday! Friday! Have patience. Y'all need this. Have patience. Seriously, I'm talking to you. Listen, from all of us that are engaging Heaven Family, Herbie the Snail, and all the ants, hallelujah anyhow! Hallelujah anyhow! We love you guys. We'll see you Monday. Come on. Wait up. What's up, friends? So we got to jump back in. Herbie left the building, but hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo!